Okay, Big Al's here to wrap up the show talking about energy. We're going to talk about a couple of things today with Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist. We're going to talk about my reactions and Mickey's reactions to the president's energy policy, and I think we've got some interesting comments there. And then we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some places where people can put a couple of bucks to protect themselves from what's going on in the energy industry. Mick, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Al, and you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you asking. We have an interesting situation. The president came out on record, as reported in the New York Times, and he said, here's a direct quote from the Times, Obama is far from the first president to set out to make the country more energy independent. U.S. presidents dating back to Richard Nixon had similar goals that achieved little success. The United States continues to be the world's top oil consumer and gets more than 60% of its oil from foreign sources. Okay, the president says, well, we got to cut it out and we have to find alternative sources. You know, let's burn wood, let's burn corn, et cetera, et cetera. Mickey, I think it's crazy. It's just more of the same. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Well, I agree. In a very long 47-minute speech, Obama laid out an energy policy that was supposed to be a comprehensive national energy policy. Well, it was far from that. It basically said he's got a plan to reduce our dependence on oil or cut our oil use by one-third by 2025.
Right.
You know, but we're still using food for fuel. And, you know, it's... I found it somewhat empty-headed and disingenuous, if you will.
Yeah.
One thing the New York Times got wrong, though, is last year we imported less than 50% of our oil. So we're making some progress, but you know, Obama denigrated the idea of drill, baby, drill. Well, if we want to wean ourselves, yeah, we need to be. Have fuel-efficient vehicles, we need to find alternative sources, but what we really need to do is go and drill offshore in the 99% of the U.S. offshore that we're restricted from drilling in. And this whole idea of offshore drilling being bad started in way back when I was, before I even started college in 1969 with the spill off the coast of Santa Barbara.
Yeah. So
we've been saddled with this idea since then.
Well, you know, you're going to have accidents. I mean, I hate to say it, and I hate to sound like a hard, you know, like a hard, uncaring person, but you're going to have accidents. I mean, you know, you've got the coal mining accidents. You've got this nuclear disaster in Japan. You're going to have accidents. You know, it is what it is. You know, I like what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said last week. He said the problem isn't that we need to look elsewhere for our energy. The problem is that the Democrats don't want us to use the energy that we have. I mean, he's going along 100% with what you're saying right now. I mean, if Obama wants truly to cut oil imports by one-third, he's going to have to call for new incentives for companies to speed up oil and gas production on current and future leases. There's no question about that. You know, this is a subject that's been going around the block for decades right now. Is he going to be the first Democratic president to bite the bullet, stand up and say, you know what, we got to do it? I don't think so.
Well, I don't either, but I wouldn't blame it wholly on the Democrats. We've had, since Nixon first started talking about America's energy independence, Republicans occupied the White House for the great majority of that time, and they didn't seem to be able to do anything with it. I wouldn't blame it completely on a Democratic Congress. It's the unwillingness of bureaucrats, politicians, and even the American people to support drilling offshore. If we went and drilled offshore, if we went and drilled in Alaska using new technologies, we could become energy independent much sooner than 2025, in my opinion. You know, two-thirds of all the oil from exploited oil fields is left in the ground, and you know, I went to college as an engineer. I have a couple of degrees as a geologist, a scientist, and I am very much bullish on the idea that good old American ingenuity and technology can extract a significant more amount of this oil that's left behind. So, but the Obama administration is putting in new so-called incentives for drilling, but what they are they will be restrictions on how long you can hold a lease. So they're reviewing safety of nuclear power plants now, which means delays on building power plants. They're reviewing. They still haven't promulgated new deep drilling regs and for very deep offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, et cetera. So, as usual, I found the guy's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Well, you know, what do you think about his calling for the increased use of biofuels, you know, with the construction of four, he was calling about four new advanced biofuel plants in the United States within the next 2 years. Is that viable in your opinion? I don't think it is.
Well, it sounds to me like we're using food for fuel again, and there certainly is conflicting evidence and thought about whether you use more energy getting converting corn into ethanol or not. But the fact is, corn prices are at record highs, and fueling inflation and food inflation, and go to the grocery store and look at your bill and tell me that's not the case. So to me, it's the future for the U.S. to become somewhat more energy independent would be shale gas and shale oil and horizontal drilling and new technology and less restriction on the business. And yeah, we don't like big oil spills, and we don't like radioactivity, although how much escapes is equivocal right now from a Japanese power plant that had two natural disasters hit it within a course of about 5 minutes. You know, anything we do has trade-offs. You know, now we have environmentalists that are opposing solar power plants in the Mojave Desert. So where do you go? Freeze in the dark, I guess, Al.
You know, Mickey, I don't know where you go, but here's another interesting question. Okay, we're spending billions of dollars in the Middle East in terms of military action over there. We're spending billions of dollars on entitlements, et cetera, that we can't afford. We can't afford any of this. And yet the president's plans, they require significant additional spending on research and development. Where the heck's that money going to come from?
Well, hopefully it would come from the private sector, and it's R&D is always an important part of any economy. It's what made America what it is,
sure,
or what it used to be, perhaps. But I don't think we need government doing that. There's plenty of venture capital out there. You and I are basically venture capitalists.
That's right.
We operate in a very high-risk entrepreneurial business, and all our money comes from private funds, so not sure why we can't do that on the energy sector and get the government out of it.
Got to lift the regulations in order to do that. In terms of investment opportunities, you know, in the sector that we're talking about, you have any thoughts on that at all?
To me, gold stocks look overbought right now. I'm actually having a little trouble finding new ideas at this particular time for investment. If people think the economy is running on empty, which it certainly seems that it's kind of headed that way, and best thing to do is put 10% of your net wealth in gold and buy a couple of bags of junk silver and a few silver coins. And
what do you think about some of
the... That's always the safe investment.
What do you think, I mean, with the enthusiasm about alternative energy, what do you think about, I mean, it strikes me that as long as that enthusiasm doesn't wane, that maybe some of these alternative energy companies, you know, that listeners might want to take a look at some of those. I'm not incredibly well-versed in that segment, but, you know, it strikes me that if the president is going huckledy-buck in the area of biofuels and in the area of you know, wind and solar and the rest of it, I don't know. It strikes me that taking a look at that sector might make some sense. I also think, I have to tell you, I also think that people need to look at the alternative fuel called uranium, because I think that atomic energy, in spite of what happened, you know, in Fukushima, that Japanese situation was an absolute disaster. But in spite of that, I think that people are going to realize that nuclear fuel is also the way to go. You guys out there, Thanks for listening. Take a look at those sectors, and don't forget to read Mickey's newsletter, The Mercenary Geologist Musings.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.